The Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Omane Buama, has reacted to some comments which followed the President's State of the Nation address to Parliament yesterday. He said the minority leader's tagging of the address as a concert party theatre is most unfortunate. Speaking on Unique Breakfast Drive, Dr. Omane Buama stated that the President's style of presenting personalities as evidence of his achievements is a novelty. He said the diversity of the personality is testament that government is bridging the gap between the haves and have-nots in the country. He spoke to Cecil Obodai Wintun.
This is certainly not concert party theatrics, as the MPP want us to believe. We take Ghanaians far more serious and much more serious than to situate this within the confines of concert party theatrics. Every policy, even if it is the hardest brick and mortar, even if it is the hardest metal, is about the people. If it's about the economy, it's about the people. If it is about health infrastructure, it's about the people. If it's about fixing Dumso, bringing in thermal plants to generate more thermal power, it's about the people. And so, as you talk about these hard facts, as you put out the statistics, maternal mortality has reduced, infant mortality has reduced, and all that. Beyond the statistics, let us see human faces. Because we see human faces as we sit on our desk, behind our desk, because we put human faces to the statistics, because we put human faces and the interests of the Ghanaian first, even in the hardest of projects, that is why we are different substantially from the new patriotic party. I think that is very unfortunate that they will reduce the importance that His Excellency the President is according people who are benefiting from the programs and projects that we are delivering to concert party theater. But it doesn't take away the fact that President Mahama once again presented himself as a compassionate companion of the citizens of Ghana who shares the concerns of ordinary citizens, those in the middle class and those in the upper class, and who is working very, very hard to bridge all these gaps that have existed between the various classes of our society. And that is the thrust of his changing lives, transforming Ghana philosophy that he's pushing. And that vision, I think that with the kind of speed, it is moving like a tornado, transforming the landscape of Accra, transforming major roads in our country, building schools, hospitals. No one can stop the path of development, progress that His Excellency President John Dramani Mahama has embarked upon and is pushing this nation on.
Dr. Omane Buama outlined some projects being undertaken to increase the electricity generation capacity. He said government is exploring other sources of energy towards this end. Dr. Omane Buama thanked Ghanaians, especially political opponents, for their support in building a better Ghana. He emphasized the need for all to focus on bolstering the gains made.
Government is working on several projects to address this. And just to list a few of them, we have Sonon Asogli coal-fired plant. That alone will give us 750 megawatts. The same power, that alone will give us 350 megawatts. Jacobson, that alone will give us 360 megawatts. Amandi, 240 megawatts. G, 1,000 megawatts. And several of them. This is where we must also appreciate the far-sightedness of His Excellency John Dramani Mahama. All these things are going to require sources of fuel that are hydrocarbon in nature. And that is why we are working vigorously on our gas fields. That is why we are working vigorously on our hydrocarbon fields. Because let's face it, as a result of the anthropogenic effects on the environment, the climate has changed. The Akosombo Dam will never be what it was in terms of the water levels unless we are able to strongly mitigate the effects of climate change. And that in itself is a global situation where countries are all joining hands to ensure that we are able to fight this. Thermal plants.
But that's going to come at a cost.
Yes, they do come at a cost, but you shouldn't make perfect the enemy of good. The perfect situation would have been not to be paying higher. But today we have all come to accept that even though we are paying higher than previously, we are also having the supply of electricity at the appreciable rate that we wanted.
And also coming at a cost, because then the consumer is also complaining as a result of tariffs.
Yes, that is why government continues to sympathize, and that is why government continues also to urge everyone also to ensure conservation. President Mahama will continue to work in the best interest of the Ghanaian. In doing so, we have never said and we will never say that we have resolved all the challenges of our nation, but we are tackling them day in, day out, morning, afternoon, evening. And we are appreciative to the good people of Ghana for the support, the cooperation that we have received. And we urge all to continue to provide the level of support that we have received from the generality of the Ghanaian populace, particularly our political opponents. November election will come and go, but the interest of Ghana and the nation Ghana shall abide forever. And that is what must be on our mind.
A political and governance expert, Dr. Eric Odrosai, has called for a legislative instrument to guide successive presidents on the content of their State of the Nation's address. Speaking on Behind the News, Dr. Odrosai explained that the guidelines should spell out the minimum content for the president's address to clearly reflect the status quo of the country in totality. According to him, President Mahama's address is a rehash of his achievements over the years. He said the president failed to mention steps to deal with some pertinent issues, such as the Fulani menace, former Guantanamo Bay detainees, the IMF package, and the 40-year National Development Plan.
The president indicated the things that he's been able to do over the past 1 year, and to some extent, his period in office. In my view, the challenge is that we have not, as a nation, been able to properly define the content of a State of the Nation address. The reason is that previous or successive governments have always used the occasion to tell their story. This is what Ghanaians want to hear, which is not what the article in the Constitution really wants the president to do. In my view, the article in the Constitution that requires a president to give a State of the Nation address requires the president to give a status quo report of the nation as he has presided over the period 1 year. He failed to mention Fulani issue, which is impacting on internal security. And I think he also did not dwell so much on the two Guantanamo Bay in this country. I know the foreign minister may have explained it to parliament, but as commander-in-chief, I was expecting His Excellency the president to add his weight and throw more light on that one. Again, I was expecting the president to give us a status quo report on where we are with the IMF program. We have gone through the IMF program over a year now. He should have given us a status quo report, a status. Where is Ghana now with the IMF program? The next area I was expecting the president to also mention or highlight on is the 40-year long-term development plan. This was initiated and plans are far advanced to have this document developed. This is a very good move. I was expecting the president to give us a status quo report on where we are in terms of developing a long-term national development plan for the Republic of Ghana. So I know that going forward as a nation, let us develop subsequent LIs or subsequent acts to the article that requires presidents to deliver State of the Nation addresses and provide minimum content that should be in such a statement of State of the Nation address.
A financial analyst, Isaac Adongo, says President Mahama's innovation of using evidence-based approach in his address to the nation is a plus to his leadership style. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the State of the Nation address, Mr. Adongo said the president emphatically explained the state of the economy and the IMF bailout. He spoke to George Ankra.
This is the first time we are hearing or listening to the State of the Nation address in which the president provides evidence for every single thing that he says. And I was particularly impressed by the control and the manner in which the president demonstrated that he's on top of the issue. He addressed issues relating to education, relating to power, relating to almost every facet of our Ghanaian economy. And in all of them, you would see that the government had performed creditably in almost every area. And therefore, it was very difficult for the MPP or any opposition party to have anything to say other than to say it is a gimmick, because they cannot point to any of the issues that he raised that he has not delivered.
You are into finance. The opposition is saying that he did not talk about the IMF bailout. Did you hear him say anything about that and whether he has exhausted it?
The president was very emphatic that one of the benefits of the central consensus that was held a year or two ago was the formulation of Ghana's homegrown policy, which became the document that was approved by parliament and became the bargaining document with the IMF. The president made it very clear that we had already done two reviews under the IMF program, and a third review is expected this year. And under the program and with the performance of our fiscal discipline, we were heading towards achieving a budget deficit in the region of about 5-6%. And the president then said, because the economy is on a sound footing and is returning to the path of growth, I think the president was very clear when he made it emphatic that under the bailout, the Ghanaian economy had revolved, and the Ghanaian economy was becoming resilient, even in the face of the international vulnerabilities of commodity price.
The view of those who were not satisfied with that aspect of the address was that there are still dark sides to the economy, but the president did not talk about it, did he?
The president said that we have faced very serious challenges. And when the president says that the economy is returning to growth, what it simply means is that the economy hadn't been growing as a result of the challenge. If the president alludes to the fact that the downward trend in the price of commodities on the world market has a direct bearing on Ghana's annual budget funding amount from oil in the budget, and the president makes it very clear that under his leadership and under the policy credibility that was achieved using the IMF, Ghana was becoming resilient and that we were beginning to return to sustainable deficit situation, which is about 5-6% of GDP. That is clearly a sign that this is the president that knew that the economy was challenged and that he had been able to steady the storm. And I do not really understand people when they say that the president did not address the economy. The economy had been fully addressed. And within a space of 3 hours, you don't expect the president to be able to provide details of the IMF program, except to highlight the key gains and the key benefits that we have achieved.
A senior citizen, Isaac Nkrumah, says President Mahama could not have done better in the State of the Nation's address than what he did yesterday, speaking to Radio Ghana following criticisms that he did not speak on certain issues. Mr. Nkrumah said every nation has its priorities. President Mahama's priorities are education, health, and infrastructural development, which is evident for Ghanaians to see. He spoke to George Ankra.
With my little experience in life, what happened yesterday during the president's address, to me, he did what is expected of him, because no government will be in position to finish everything that the society needs in 4-year term in office.
Which areas enthused you?
In the areas of education, health, construction.
So you do not agree with your critics or the critics who are saying that the State of the Nation address was only a propaganda gimmick?
I don't agree with them at all.
Why?
Because to me, what the nation needs, you know, we have our priorities. We had a very serious crisis with our energy, and he promised last year during his address that he will fix it. And he has definitely done it. And looking at the construction side, if we don't have good roads, it will be difficult for us to have investors to come and invest in our country. Then every country needs healthy people to develop the country. And therefore, he is right in tackling the health infrastructures. Then people to be educated. And you see, our population has grown. It says that if we are to rely on former education institutions as Agri Memorial, this and that, only few people will have access to go to first schools. So it is good for the government to establish new schools, as the government has rightfully done. Ghanaians should be prepared to accept good things while they are at the same time criticized bad things. It is not fair that if you don't belong to the government, whatever the government does is not correct.